It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Let's get to it. Billie Eilish, she's 17, and she is obsessed with the show The Office.
The first time I watched The Office, I have absolutely no memory of it at all. I just started watching it the 13th time, all around, all the way through. 13th time has just begun, so no clue when I started at all, at all, at all, at all.
That's a lot of TV watching. 13 times throughout the entire, all the episodes. She's obsessed.
I love The Office, and I was really late to the game. I didn't watch it until it was on Netflix, but I'm just a person, I can't watch anything more than once or like maybe two times at the most.
Yeah.
Like I could never really rewatch The Office, and I know people swear by it.
I can rewatch everything.
I can rewatch like Big Little Lies, things that have condensed seasons. Like they only have like 6 or 7 episodes in a season. I tried to catch up on Game of Thrones. I gave up.
I rewatch because I forget. I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah. What happened?
I mean, what happened?
That's
here?
Pretty cool. Actually, Rainn Wilson from The Office stopped by and had some fun with Billie Eilish. So they're all getting in it. That's pretty cool. Wendy Williams, she got very emotional talking to her audience about this past year.
This season has been, well, hell for me in a weird way. And I appreciate doing this show because it's my 1 hour, you know, where I get to be fun and forget about stuff. You've seen me pass out this season. You've read in tabloids and the paparazzi and all that. But through it all, my one joy is you.
Yeah!
I'm not doing this show forever, but I certainly will be back for season 11. We did it!
Yeah! Rooting for Wendy Williams. I'm rooting for her. She's had lots of trouble with addictions. Her husband got somebody pregnant. I mean, she's been through it, and she's kept it real.
Yeah, real interesting. How about that?
Well, that's for sure.
I love Wendy Williams, and I love people like her or like Howard Stern that ask questions that everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
One thing I just have a problem with her, Mackenzie, is that when you ask her the questions that she would ask anybody else, she won't answer them, and she gets so, we're not talking about that.
We're not talking
about
that.
It's like, well, you can't be hypocritical. Come on, Wendy.
But it's great TV because you never know. Is she going to pass out? Is she going to make it into work?
We need to start passing out on the show.
We asked the same thing about Porkchop.
Porkchop. Can you pass out like just randomly? Just start talking?
Friends and family very worried about Celine Dion. Okay, this is kind of scary. She's dating her young backup dancer. She's going all K-fed on us. His name is Pepe.
Wait, hold on. Pepe? Pepe!
Pepe, who knows? But her friends and family are worried because he's isolating her. So, like, they haven't seen her for a while. The two are always together. She disappears for long stints of time. And her ex-husband, Rene, who she always said, like, was old and passed away. So now she's going younger, and they're worried, like, what is Pepe doing to Celine? We haven't seen her in ages.
Celine's only dating guys or married to guys that have, like, way, like, multiple syllable names. Like, she won't be like, I'm dating Joe. It's gonna be like, Pepe, Rene. You have to,
This is so funny. The Rock believes that he should be the sexiest man alive for life.
I, however, and this is the truth, and you should report this because it's the truth, is I am the sexiest man alive in what's called perpetuity. That means for life.
I can see that. The Rock does it.
Yeah, so he was at 2016, and Idris Elba is for 2018, and they were just having some fun going back and forth. And Rock says that he's going to get his title back, baby.
Yeah, you can't take that from The Rock.
No way. That is your garbage.